What's up, everybody? Welcome to Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. I am Billy, and this is the Conspiracy Corner. You can see it back there trying to zoom in. I don't got a remote. So you guys know I got the pool being built. I'm outside doing some stuff, trying to, you know, check on some things. Finish up, sit down, pull up Instagram, scroll through the reels. I like the reels because if you've listened, I don't like things that take a long time. Reels, shorts, a minute long, 15 seconds long, great stuff. So I'm scrolling through my usual comedy stuff, my usual funny people I watch, and this shows up. I'm going to play it for you. I want you to listen to it. Again, 10, 15 seconds.
Are we supposed to believe that these are all coincidences? I think not. Bill Gates, one of the largest investors in the shots, and there is a pandemic. Largest owner of farmland in USA, and there is a food crisis. Huge investor in lab-grown baby milk, and there is a baby formula shortage.
So, Bill Gates, super investor in the shots, and there's a global pandemic. There is a food shortage. He owns an insane amount of farmland. He invests in lab-grown baby milk, and now we cannot have formula. It's gone. Or they're sending it to the illegal aliens, whatever they're doing with it. So I love a good conspiracy like anybody else. But some conspiracy theories have or could have facts to them. So I'm not going to run in here and say, this video is accurate. Let's look it up. Okay, you see my screen. I got the stuff that we've talked about the past few podcasts where I can go to those links, screenshot those sayings, those clips that we talk about and put them on there. So I got a lot of stuff open. So one thing I know for a fact, I know Bill Gates owns an insane amount of farmland. So let's verify how much farmland is Bill Gates owns. I've looked this up before. Fact check, Bill Gates doesn't own most U.S. farmland. Here, he owns 269,000 acres. So I'm not sure how much farmland is out there, but here it says he doesn't own most farmland, but he owns nearly 270,000 acres. Let's see here. Non-farmers here own this. How much farmland does Bill Gates own? Farmland is remarkable, consistent. Just like, I want the numbers. You know this. Like, if I ask a question, I want the question answered. How much does he, Bill Gates, is one of the largest farm owners in the United States. Gates and his wife own 269 acres of farmland. Gates owns 240 acres, 242,000 acres of farmland, in addition to 25,000 acres of transitional land and 1,200 acres of recreational land. His grand total is 268,984 acres. So 269,000 acres of some sort of land. For one person, that appears to be a lot. So this guy, this video says Bill Gates owns one of the top owners of farmland. The internet tries to say, no, that's correct, even though he owns nearly 300,000 acres. So something else had said, Bill Gates invests in baby formula, or in a baby milk. Does Bill Gates invest in lab-grown milk? Let's see. Biomilk is targeting infant nutrition by attempting to reproduce mother's milk in a lab. The startup was top investors by raising $3.5 million in Series A funding by Bill Gates, it looks like. I mean, you can see it here if I read it incorrectly. Oh, yeah, he does. He worked at the end of... Oh, I forgot. Bill Gates does that imitation meat stuff also, the plant-based meat. Oh, man, I forgot about that one. So, raises $3.5 million from Bill Gates' investment firm. So, this bio milk, $3.5 million invested by Bill Gates. Okay. Bill Gates pushes lab-grown human milk as synthetic. Gates, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Richard Branson all invest in this company. So these millionaires, billionaires are investing in lab-grown milk, and we have a baby shortage formula. Again, we're in the conspiracy corner. So we saw some guys post that, hey, there's a crazy pandemic out there. This guy owns all the vaccine stuff, so we'll check that out next. But we have baby formula shortage issues. He's invested a bunch of money in lab milk. Coincidence? I don't know. Farmland, we have a food shortage. And I forgot he does the fake meat also. He owns a whole bunch of farmland. Food shortage. I mean, these are the dots. If you're connecting them, good. If you're not, that's fine. But let's see, you know, let me see. Does Bill Gates... Come on. This mouse is very touchy. How much stock does Bill Gates own? There you go. Own in Pfizer. Own in Moderna. Let's check Pfizer. I don't want to see Pfizer's stuff. When Bill Gates... Did I type in the wrong thing? How much does Bill Gates own in Pfizer? Let's see here. So no, Bill Gates does not own Pfizer. However, in recent years, the Gates Foundation has given multi-million dollar grants to Pfizer. So how much? He's given multi-millions to Pfizer. So he doesn't own it. At least that's what this one here says. For coronavirus vaccine stocks, the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation is betting on. So they've given $45 billion in charitable organizations since 94. You know, nice, thank you. Even though it's all tax write-offs. The Bill Gates Foundation owns shares of the big drug maker. So the Bill Gates Foundation owns Pfizer, owns a lot of stock in Pfizer, not Bill Gates himself, but his foundation owns a lot of it. They also own shares of BioNTech. So we're doing our research here. We see all this stuff. He owns stock in, since 94, he's been pushing money in these charitable things, and he's got a bunch of money in early 2020, I think it showed here. What was it? This article was in. It was September 2020. So he owns a bunch of stock that produces the vaccine, or his foundation does. All of a sudden, there's a global pandemic. We have food shortage. He owns nearly 300,000 acres of land. We have a baby formula shortage. And he is a heavy investor in lab-grown milk. So I ask you, conspiracy corner, is it a coincidence that these three major things are happening? Two currently, one, I mean, you can count the pandemic, I guess it's still going on, I don't know. But is it a coincidence? Is it a conspiracy? Is it a crazy thought? Should I get my tinfoil hat on? Or does this make sense that this multi-billionaire is investing in baby milk? You invest to make money, to get back. So no baby formula, but we have this breast milk synthetic stuff he's investing in. We have fake plant-based meat and a food shortage from a guy who owns a decent amount of the farmland. He also has the pandemic. He also is a heavy investor, him and his foundation, in the stuff that produce this medication, these shots, vaccines and such. Is it a conspiracy? Is it crazy talk? Is it plausible? Or is it absolute? That's up to you to decide. For me, it's not absolute, but it's, I mean, three weird things that all can be directly linked to Bill Gates. I mean, I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but I'm saying it's a lot more of a, that's not a coincidence than I think that it is a coincidence. I mean, a coincidence is if you run into an ex at a, you know, a bar 3 times in a month. Yeah, not seen him in 2 years. All of a sudden, 3 times in a month. Well, it's a coincidence because then you never see him again. It's a random thing. These are world affecting, country affecting things that this guy has a hand in with billions of dollars. I don't know, man. This is a little more of a conspiracy, almost certainty to me. This guy's got a hand in something. These rich people, these elitists, we're not going to label them Democrats or Republicans or liberals or conservatives. These elitists, all they care about is power and owning you. You starve them out. You make them take experimental vaccines. I mean, there's a clip we posted. Obama says we essentially tested the human race. We experimented on the human race. We use them as guinea pigs. He actually said that. It's a video. It's for real. So I'm telling you guys, like, listen, make your own opinions. Conspiracy Corner, Bill Gates is doing a lot of shady stuff in our country to our world. I mean, this guy one time wanted to shoot something in the sky to block out the sun because he thinks climate change is real. Listen, it's science. Everything in the solar system gets pulled towards the sun. A fraction of a fraction of a fraction of an inch of a centimeter every year, we're being pulled towards the sun because that's how science works. Like, it's a very real thing. You can look it up. Every year, whether it's a quarter of an inch or a centimeter or whatever, we're being pulled into the sun. That's for real. So if things are slightly warming up every 10 years or so, well, science. That's the truth of the matter. The arrogance of people to think they contribute to the globe. The globe, people, the planet. We've talked about this before. It's something like what? How many square miles? How many the circumference of the Earth? Circumference. There we go. Autocorrect. Thank you. The circumference of the Earth. What is the circumference of the Earth? How to calculate. Can you just tell me what it is? What is? In miles. Here we go. What is the diameter of the Earth? The Earth has a diameter of 7,926 miles. 7,926. That's a lot of miles. That's pretty big. But there's a different thing on here that I found once before that showed like the square footage or whatever it is. And let me type that in. Let me see if it's a square foot. What's the square miles is the Earth? There we go. That's what I was looking for here. 197 million square miles. That's what I'm looking for. 197 million square miles is the Earth. Okay? And half the Earth does not care about climate change. And another part, I would say, including America, are nuts about it. So 197 million square miles is the Earth. And how much is the USA? 3.8 million square miles. So 197 million square miles to 3.8 million square miles. You're telling me that our small country, if we go 100% all green, we're going to save the world? Or more importantly, we are going to affect 197 million square miles on our one little 3.8 plus with the rest of the world? Let me see. How much is square miles of Earth's surface of land? Let me see. 57 million square miles is land. 197 million square miles is overall. So again, we know it's one third land, two thirds water, and of that one third, like 10% is inhabited by people. So 10% of one third of the world, we are contributing to the heat and the change in the climate. Come on, man. Like, I get it. You know, oh, it's bad to pump gas in the air and smoke. I get it. I'm not stupid. But do you think that the 10% of one third of the world we have anything to do with? Come on. You can't be that silly. You can't be that naive. You know, we may put some you know, stuff up in the sky. Sure, I've seen cars pollute. I've seen it dissipate as it gets higher and higher in the air. I'm not saying we don't contribute, because obviously if you do something, you are contributing. That's just basic. You know, like, are you doing nothing? Well, nothing is something. So no matter what you're doing something. What did you do today? Nothing. Well, nothing is something. If you start your car and the tailpipe shoots smoke out, you are contributing to pollution. Not like you think you're contributing, but anything you do is a contribution to something else. But to think that the 10% of the 1/3 of the world that people inhabit is causing anything to do with the climate? It's science, bro. We move closer to the sun by a fraction of a centimeter every so often. That's the only thing causing it. Sorry to go off on a tangent, but I've told you this before. I don't argue, you know, the abortion thing. I don't care about abortion. I argue the right or wrong. Roe versus Wade is not constitutional. You can't argue you're stealing women's rights. It should have been a right to begin with. It's not constitutional. It's not a your feelings. It's right or wrong. So this, sure, we contribute. Again, I start my truck. It puffs a little smoke out. That's a contribution, but it ain't doing anything on a grand scheme. So to think that we do that, I'm sorry, man. It's just not right. They're pushing this on people to make money, to scam you into buying these electric cars, solar panels. Listen to Stevie talks about the solar panels all the time. It's a 10-year investment that goes bad in 10 years. So you got to buy more. Come on, people, use your brain. I'm not saying go out there and pollute. Do, by all means, be conscious. But to think you're really causing an effect? Come on, get out of here with that. But anyway, that's the one thing that's going to get me on a tangent every time is global warming that people contribute. Get out of here with that. But yeah, so Bill Gates, conspiracy corner, conspiracy theory. He owns a bunch of farmland. We have a food shortage. He is a heavy investor in lab-grown milk. We've got no formula. Huge investor in the vaccine shot. Owns a whole bunch of stock in those companies. Is this guy causing some problems? What's your conspiracy? What's your thought? I think he's causing a problem. It's not absolute, but I think he's a big contributor. He's contributing more to our world's problems than we are contributing to global warming. I'll tell you that. All right, man. Hope you guys liked it. Check it out. Social medias, comment, email, whatever. You guys have a great day.